我是策勒明讲不太好听的话。
I'm well known for saying things that are not very pleasant.
所以今天欢迎我们的小弟弟小妹妹，我要讲几句话。
And so since we're welcoming our young brothers and sisters into our worship today, I want to say some maybe not so pleasant words.
很高兴你们现在从那个小孩子的地方到我们大堂来了。
I'm very happy to see you guys joining us from Junior Worship.
我还记得我两个小孙女一点点大，在我家里的到处跑啊，这个简直高兴得不得了。
I still remember my two granddaughters when they were at my house. They run around and always having a great time.
我心里就想，哎呀，应该让这两个孩子多多的高兴。
And I would think to myself that I should allow the kids to have a good time.
很快，他们快乐的时间就过去了。
Because very soon their time of happiness will pass.
所以现在开始上学，一天到晚就做功课。
Now they're going to school and they are doing homework all day long.
而且在家里的在学校里的都要守规矩。
And when they're at school or when they're at home, they need to follow rules.
我打电话给我的孙女，我就问她，我说你在做什么？
When I call my granddaughter on the phone, I ask them, what do you do?
我这个大孙女说，做功课。做功课，做功课。
And my oldest says, homework, homework, homework.
所以，小弟弟、小妹妹，你们跑到这里来，就要做功课，做功课，做功课。
So, young brothers and sisters, you're here now in worship. You need to do your homework, homework, and homework.
从前，做孩子可以不听话，现在到了这里，要听话。
And so when you're young, maybe you don't follow the rules, but now you're joining the adults, so you need to follow the rules.
我们小的时候就希望快快长大。
When we're young, when we're a child, we want to grow up fast.
长大了以后说，哎呀，还是做小孩子好。
And after you've grown up, you always think that it's much better to be a child.
所以我们年轻的这个孩子们要记得啊，到了这里来就要守规矩。
And so, young brothers and sisters, remember, when you come and join us in worship, you need to follow the rules.
今天我只想跟弟兄姊妹们分享一节经文。
Today, I would like to share with brothers and sisters one verse.
就是提摩太前书第一章第二节。
That is 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 2.
上次我跟弟兄姊妹们介绍这个题目。摩太前后书跟提多书啊，他们是什么样子的性质
？Last time I shared with brothers and sisters about the nature of First, Second Timothy and Titus.
所以今天我们要开始看提摩太前书的这个里面的内容。
And so today we are going into the content of First Timothy.
第二节说。写信给那因信主做我真儿子的提摩太，愿恩惠怜悯平安从父神和我们主基督耶稣归于你。
To Timothy, my true son in the faith, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord.
我们一同祷告。
Let us pray.
主，谢谢你让我们可以来一同读你的话语。
Dear Lord, we thank you that we can all come to study your words.
盼望这些话语不只是进入我们的眼睛耳朵，并且能够深深的进入我们的心。
May these words not only impact our eyes and our ears, but also they would take root inside of our hearts.
我们为这些升级升到我们这里来的年轻的弟兄姊妹感谢你。
We give you thanks for those young brothers and sisters who are now joining us for worship.
对他们来说，这是一个新的经历。
This is for them a new experience.
盼望他们能够很快的习惯。
We hope that they will adjust very soon.
并且能够享受这样子的对待。
And that they will enjoy in participating in this worship.
我们这样祷告，靠耶稣基督圣名。
We pray all this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Paul 在这里啊，他一开始就讲到他这个写信的收信的对象是提摩太。
From the very beginning of this letter, Paul made it clear that the recipient of this letter is Timothy.
历代以来，很多人都喜欢，特别基督徒都很喜欢取这个名字叫提摩太。
Throughout history, and especially among the Christians, Timothy was a favorite name.
有些这个比较亲密一点叫 Tim, 其实也是 Timothy.
And there are those who shorten the name Tim, and Tim comes from Timothy.
Timothy, 的确是个很好的名字。
Timothy is indeed a very good name.
他原文的意思是荣耀神的人。
The name Timothy means...The one who glorifies God.
所以你假如名字叫提摩太，那你就应该是一个让神从你的身上的荣耀的人。
So if you are called Timothy, then you should be a person who through you, God would be glorified.
所以基督徒们很喜欢给他们孩子的名字提摩太。
And that is why Christians like to name their children Timothy.
那么这个名字啊，我们猜想，一定是他的外婆跟他的母亲给他的。
And it is the conclusion or deduction that the name Timothy was given to him by his mother and grandmother.
这两个妇人都是信主的犹太人。
These two women, they are both Jews who believes in the Lord.
这两位妇人都是信主的，而且是爱神的。
And not only do they believe in the Lord, but they love the Lord.
所以他跟提摩太取这个名字是有意义的。
And so there is a particular purpose that they named him Timothy.
所以我盼望我们这个做基督徒的人给我们儿女这个起名字最好。取一个圣经里面的名字。
And so I hope that brothers and sisters, as Christians, we would name our children from the Bible.
我孙女生下来之后，我这个儿子媳妇他们这个要表示这个对我尊重。
My granddaughters, when they were born, my son and daughter-in-law, out of respect to me.
要我替他们起两个中文名字。
They asked me to give them their Chinese name.
所以我跟他们起了两个名字，意义就是怎么样子要思想主耶稣。
And so I gave them names that reminds them to think about their Lord Jesus.
但是英文名字他们自己取的。
However, the English names were given by the parents.
我一听之下，大吃一惊。
And when I first learned of these names, I was shocked.
第一个名字还好，叫 Kayla.
The first name was okay, it's Kayla.
第二个名字叫 Katrina.
The second one is Katrina.
刚好这个Louisiana 的这个那个 Katrina 的暴风刚刚过去不久。
And that was right after the Hurricane Katrina had passed Louisiana.
我说你为什么要取这么个名字
？So I asked them. I said, "Why would you pick this name?"
Sounds good.
听起来好听。
所以我一直到今天，我觉得很遗憾。
Even till today, I am full of regret.
我希望我们中间信主的弟兄姊妹，跟你的儿女取名字的时候。取一个圣经里面的名字。
When you name your children, pick a name from the Bible.
至少你会告诉人家 你是信主的。
At the least, you are letting others know that you believe in the Lord.
现在一些名字简直是可以说听喜欢觉得声音很好听但是不知道它的意义是什么。
There are names that are given to our children these days. They may sound very nice, but really you have no idea what they mean, what the names mean.
所以提摩太这个名字一定是他的外婆跟他的母亲替他起的。
So we can conclude with certainty that the name Timothy was given to him by his mother and grandmother.
在提摩太后书啊，就是后面这一卷书，第一章第五节这么讲。
In 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 5 it says,
他是想到你信里无畏之信，就是保罗写给提摩太的了，这信。是先在你外祖母罗姨和你母亲有离基心里的，我深信也在你的心里。
This is the letter also written to Timothy by Paul. He says, I have been reminded of your sincere faith, which first lived in your grandmother Lois and then in your mother Eunice. And I am persuaded now lives in you also.
假如一个姊妹是真正爱主的，那么他生了孩子之后，他一定会按照主的那个方式来养育他的孩子，多半不敢讲啊，对于多少都是啊，这个孩子都是长大了以后信主的。
Parents who are in the Lord and who are faithful to the Lord would.Undoubtedly instruct and bring up their children by the instruction of the Lord. And in most of the cases, of course, we can't say in all of the cases, but in most cases, these children will grow up and they will maintain the faith.
我相信姊妹们对他们的儿女都有一个盼望。
I'm sure our sisters, you all have expectations for your children.
每一个人有每一个人的看法不同，所以有些人希望他的儿子将来做总统，有些人希望他的儿子将来做这个公司的大经理啊，有些人希望他的儿子将长大了做个名医，等等等等。
Of course, because everyone comes from a different perspective, their expectations would be different. Some may wish their child to become the president. Some may wish their child to become a head of a large company.Or maybe become a very famous doctor, or any other things that they would expect from their children.
我盼望我们的姊妹们能够看到罗姨跟这个她的女儿替提摩太这个取这个名字给她信心这一份心思。
I hope our sisters will.Remember the heart of Lois and Eunice as they name this child Timothy, and you can see what their expectation is on this child.
你对你儿女的盼望，那当然是你自己的事。
Of course, what you expect from your child, that is your own business.
但是你既然是神的儿女，至少你要把你的儿女带到主的里面。
But since you are a child of God, at the least, you ought to bring your child to the Lord.
假如有一天他做了总统，他是一个基督徒的总统。
If one day he becomes the president, well, he would be a Christian president.
他做银行里的总经理，他是一个基督徒的总经理。
If he runs a bank and he is the head of that bank, he would be a Christian banker.
这是你真正的爱你的儿子，爱你女儿的。一个表现
because this would be a true expression and a display of your love for your child.
所以提摩太这么多年来两千年来在基督教里的那样子的出名
And so that is why Timothy had remained famous over the past 2,000 plus years in, within the Christian history.
是千千万万年轻的基督徒的一个榜样
Thousands and tens of thousandsOf believers look up to Timothy as an example and model.
我们中间不知道有几个人曾经有过所谓 Awana 的一种经验。我们中间有没有去过 Awana 的，或者说 参加过 Awana 的这种经验。
I don't know if any of you participated in Awana before.
一个人都没有。哎呦呦。
Not even one?
对。
A few?
Awana 是一个很好的一个节目，基本上就是要让年轻的孩子学习背诵圣经。
Awana is a very good program, and essentially it's a program for the children, and it teaches them how to memorize Bible verses.
他们用多种的方法鼓励孩子们去背圣经。
They use different methodologies to help the children memorize Bible verses.
我两个儿子都是 Awana 出来的。
Both my sons came out of Awana.
假如是我这个做父亲的，给我这两个儿子有一点什么贡献，我觉得这个是其中之一。
If I, as a father, had contributed anything to my children, I believe that this was one of them.
我这两个儿子讲道，他们圣经在脑子里头。
For my both my sons, when they preach, the word of God is in their mind.
因为他们从小就背圣经。
Because they remember, because they've memorized the Bible verses since they were young.
那么 Awana 用不同的方法来鼓励年轻的人背圣经。
Awana uses different methods to encourage children to memorize the scripture.
他这个让你起先呢、啊，你背诵了这个圣经之后，他给你一个什么东西贴到衣服上，或者这个插在这个衣服上，到了某一个程度，他要给你一个大奖。
At first, when you memorize scriptures, they would reward you with a little sticker or pin to put on your shirt. And then after accumulation of those things, you would receive a larger reward.
有一个相当高的一个奖，叫做 Timothy Award.
And there is a pretty high level award called the Timothy Award.
我的小儿子在 Florida 的时候参加 Awana。
My younger son joined Awana in Florida.
到了有一天，我看着他回家的时候，带了另外一个美国的一个弟兄啊，跑到我家来。
One day he came back from the program and he brought a Caucasian brother into my house.
这个人一进门就说：“哎呀，我是这个Alice 的这个主日学老师。”
The brother came into my home and he says, introduced himself, saying that I am the Sunday school teacher for Ellis.
我今天来啊，是要恭喜你。
I came here today to congratulate you.
因为你的儿子已经成为这个提摩太这个奖状的一个候选人。
Because he has now become a candidate for the Timothy Award.
他说我从年轻的时候就参加 Awana。
He says, I participated in Awana when I was young.
我帮助了很多的年轻的孩子得过 Awana 的这个许多的奖品。
I helped many children earn many of the awards from Awana.
这是我第一个 Timothy Award.
And your child would be my first Timothy Award.
所以从今天开始，我要每天跟你的儿子在一起。要保证你的儿子得到 Timothy Award.
And so from today onward, I will spend time with your son each day so that he could be assured the Timothy Award.
到今天，这个奖品啊，还在我家里头。
I still have that award in my home today.
我儿子已经忘掉了。
My son has already forgotten about it.
我没有忘记。
I haven't.
而且我很宝贝它。
And I really treasure that award.
每次我看到这个奖状，我就知道有许许多多神的话在我儿子脑子里头。
Every time I see this award, I am reminded that there are many of God's words are in the mind of my son.
弟兄姊妹，主的话是我们的宝贝。
Brothers and sisters, the word of God is our treasure.
你可以给你的儿女许许多多的美金。
You can give your children money.
你可以给你的儿女许许多多的产业。
You can give them many of your possessions.
但是没有一个礼物比你给他神的话 更宝贝。
Now, there is nothing else more precious that you can give them than the Word of God.
所以我希望弟兄姊妹能够了解神话语的重要。
And so I hope brothers and sisters will know the importance of the Word of God.
所以你应该鼓励你的孩子效法提摩太。
So you ought to encourage your children to model after Timothy.
保罗这一生带领了无数的人信主。
Paul has led countless people to Christ in his lifetime.
跟他一起侍奉神的人也是许许多多。
And of course, he had many co-workers in his service to the Lord.
而保罗亲切地称这些人为因信而做他儿子的只有两个人。
However, among all his co-workers, there are only two who are especially close to him, whom he calls his sons in his faith.
一个是提摩太，另外一个是提多。
One is Timothy, and the second one is Titus.
这个很凑巧，我们中国人把两个都是开始一个提字，他们不是弟兄。
Timothy and Titus, their name both starts with a T, but that's just coincidence. They're not brothers.
我们看提多书第一章，就是。
Let's look at Titus chapter 1.
提摩太后书后面的这一卷书，提多书第一章第四节。
Titus chapter 1, verse 4.
他是现在写信给提多，就是照着我们共信之道，做我真儿子的，愿恩惠平安，从父神和我们的救主基督耶稣归于你。
To Titus, my true son in our common faith, grace and peace from God the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior.
我们再看提摩太后书第一章第二节。
Then let's look at 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 2.
写信给我亲爱的儿子提摩太，愿恩惠怜悯平安，从父神和我们主基督耶稣归于你。
To Timothy, my dear son, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord.
再看第二章第一节。
Then chapter 2, verse 1.
我儿啊，你要在基督耶稣的恩典上刚强起来。
You then, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus.
你假如不知道这个历史的话，你还以为提多跟提摩太真正是保罗的儿子。
If you don't know any history, you may think that Paul, Timothy and Titus are both Paul's sons.
这两个人都是保罗所爱的。
These two are two that are loved by Paul.
我真是觉得一个传道人假如能找到提多跟提摩太这样子的年轻的同工，真是神最大的祝福。
I always thought that if any minister of God can ever find younger co-workers such ones like Timothy or like Titus, then that would be a great blessing.
这两个人跟随了保罗多年。
These two have followed Paul for many years.
都是保罗忠心的门徒跟同工。
They're both faithful disciples as well as co-workers to Paul.
尤其是提摩太。
Especially Timothy.
我们看两处圣经，就知道保罗是怎么样子看提摩太这个人。
We'll look at a couple of passages and we'll see how Paul views Timothy.
首先看哥林多 前书第四章。
First, let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 4.
第四章十七节。
1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 17.
这是保罗对哥林多教会写的这个话。
These are words written by Paul to the church in Corinth.
他说因此我已打发提摩太到你们那里去。他在主里面 是我所亲爱有忠心的儿子，他必提醒你们，纪念我在基督里怎样行事，在各处各教会中怎样教导人。
For this reason I am sending to you Timothy, my son whom I love, who is faithful in the Lord. He will remind you of my way of life in Christ Jesus, which agrees with what I teach everywhere in every church.
再翻到腓立比书第二章。
Then let's turn to Philippians chapter 2.
十九节到二十三节。
Verses 19 through 23.
我靠主耶稣指望快打发提摩太去见你们，叫我知道你们的事，心里就得着安慰，因为我没有别人与我同心，实在挂念你们的事。别人都求自己的事，并不求耶稣基督的事。但你们知道提摩太的名证，他兴旺福音，与我同劳，待我像儿子待父亲一样。所以我一看出我的事要怎样了结，就盼望立刻打发他去。
I hope in the Lord Jesus to send Timothy to you soon, that I also may be cheered when I receive news about you. I have no one else like him who takes a genuine interest in your welfare, for everyone looks out for his own interest, not those of Jesus Christ. But you know that Timothy has proved himself, because as a son with his father, he has served with me in the work of the gospel. I hope, therefore, to send him as soon as I see how things go with me.
弟兄姊妹，我要很坦白地对你们讲，做传道的人往往是很孤独的。
But then, sisters, I'll be honest with you. To be a servant of God oftentimes is a lonely job.
很少人愿意跟传道人往来。
Very few people want to associate with a preacher.
因为从传道人那时候听出来的话都让我们不太高兴。
Because oftentimes the words we hear from the preacher do not give us much joy.
因此我一方面鼓励弟兄姊妹们要做传道人。
So on the one hand, I encourage brothers and sisters to serve the Lord full time.
一方面我对那些传道的人有很大的同情。
On the other hand, I have a great compassion towards those who've chosen the path.
因为传道是个很孤独的生活。
Because serving the Lord is a life of loneliness.
你假如是一个真正的传道人，真正的是一个爱主的传道人，你不可能不孤单。
If you are a true servant of the Lord, if you truly love the things of the Lord, and you serve Him in such a capacity, then you will be a lonely person.
因为你的看法你的做法都不是那样子太这个容易被人家接纳的。
Because your viewpoint and the principles in which you follow in your life will oftentimes be those that are unacceptable to most people.
所以当保罗写这封信给腓立比人的时候，他的确心里面是带着很伤痛的心情。
And so when Paul wrote this to the believers in Philippi, I'm sure that he wrote them with a heavy heart.
别人都求自己的事，并不求耶稣基督的事。
For everyone looks out for his own interest, and not those of Jesus Christ.
弟兄姊妹，问问你们自己，你是更多的关心基督的事呢，还是成天都关心你自己的事？
Brothers and sisters, you may ask yourself, do you think of your own interest more on a daily basis, or do you think of the things that pertains to Jesus Christ?
多少时你跟传道人是站在一条线上的？
How often do you take a position along the same side of the preacher?
所以弟兄姊妹，保罗对提摩太那样子的爱重。
Brothers and sisters, that is why Paul has such a love and a heart for Timothy.
对保罗来说，提摩太、提多是神给他的特有的礼物。
For Paul, Timothy and Titus are special gifts that were given to him by God.
有一个人能够死心塌地的跟你一起同工侍奉主，不怕任何的艰难，不在乎任何的人家的轻视，这是一件很不平常的事。
To have someone to work with you in the ministry of God that would always support you and encourage you and take your side and would do so till the end, that is something that is very difficult to come by.
所以保罗才对提摩太那样子的一个重视。
And that is why we see why Paul takes such an emphasis and interest in Timothy.
也是为什么历代以来提摩太一直被看为是侍奉神的人，特别是教会里头青年工人的一个好榜样。
And that is also why Timothy remained to be a model throughout Christian history as one who would especially be an example for the younger servants within the church.
提摩太有多方面的良好的品格。
Timothy has many good characters and qualities.
第一，我们刚才读过了提摩太后书一章五节，他有无畏的信心。
And we read this, first of all, from 2 Timothy 1:5. It is that he has a sincere faith.
所以这个人，他的信心是纯真的。他的信心是不混杂的。
This man, his faith is one that is pure and that is genuine.
对提摩太来讲，侍奉神、跟随保罗是他唯一的一个心志。
For Timothy, to serve the Lord and to serve together with Paul is his one single purpose.
第二，提摩太有一颗奴仆的心肠。
Secondly, Timothy has a servant's heart.
他甘心去做艰苦的工作。
He is willing to do the difficult work.
面对侍奉上面的各种的困难。
Even in the face of all challenges and difficulties that comes along with ministry.
这是一个传道人很不容易得到的这一个特征。
This is a very unique character quality that is especially associated with a servant of God.
要去做艰苦的事情。
That you would do the difficult tasks.
人家不要做的事，他去做。
Those that others wouldn't do, he would do.
不但做，而且欢喜快乐的做。
And not only to do it, but to do it with a glad heart.
我们看提摩太前书第一章第三节这么讲。
We see this in 1 Timothy 1:3.
保罗说，我往马其顿去的时候，曾劝你人住在以弗所，好嘱咐那几个不可传异教。
As I urge you when I went into Macedonia, stay there in Ephesus so that you may command certain men not to teach false doctrine any longer.
有些人以为教会里的，哎呀，做事这是不容易啊，千头万绪啊。
Some people may think that it is very difficult to serve within the church because there are so many things to get after.
啊，这里也要做，那里也要照顾。
There are needs here, there are needs there.
其实，教会里的最难的不是做事。
Actually, what is the most difficult thing to do in a church is not doing things.
教会里头传道人最难的是对付人。
The most difficult thing for a minister to serve in the church is dealing with others.
怎么样子对付信主的人？
How do you deal with Christians?
怎么样子对付不信主的人？
How do you deal with the non-believer?
怎么样子对付那些敌对教会的人？
How do you handle and deal with those who are opposed to the church?
所以当保罗离开以弗所的时候，
And so after Paul left Ephesus,
有一个最大的问题，就是在那个教会里头有许许多多传异教的人。
One of the biggest problems that arise from the church in Ephesus is that there are those who are teaching false doctrines.
一个传道人，一个负责传道的人，他通常是不能够离开这个情况的。
As a minister of God's word, typically such a person cannot leave the situation the way that it is.
但是他信任提摩太，他相信提摩太可以来对付这件事，所以他把这个工作特别交托给提摩太。
However, he believed that Timothy would be willing to and would have the capability to handle this problem, so he entrusted this matter in Timothy's hand.
所以我们很容易可以推论，提摩太他是不怕做艰苦的工作的。
And so we can conclude that Timothy is a man who is not afraid of difficult tasks.
提摩太的信仰是纯正的。
Timothy's faith is sincere.
我们看提摩太前书第四章十二节。
Let's look at 1 Timothy 4:12.
第四章十二节，不可叫人小看你年轻，总要在言语、行为、爱心、信心、清洁上都做信徒的榜样。
Don't let anyone look down on you because you're young, but set an example for the believers in speech, in life, in love, in faith, and in purity.
十三节，你要以宣读、劝勉。教导为念，只等到我来。
Verse 13, until I come, devote yourself to the public reading of scripture, to preaching and to teaching.
第十三节都是讲到做传道的人最主要的是要按照神的话来做。
Verse 13 speaks to the fact that anyone who would serve God, however they serve, must beIt must build its foundation on the word of God.
所以保罗对提摩太是绝对的信任。
And so Paul has the utmost trust in Timothy.
第四，提摩太坚持真理，不畏强暴。
Number four, Timothy is one who holds fast to the truth, and he is not afraid of attacks.
按照教会的传统，提摩太最后是在以弗所殉道的。
According to church tradition, Timothy martyred in Ephesus.
因为他反对敬拜女神 Diana.
Because he was opposed to believers worshiping the goddess Diana.
在这个以弗所那个地方 ，Diana 她不叫 Diana。他叫 Artemis.
In Ephesus, the goddess Diana, her name there is Artemis.
在这件事情记载在《使徒行传》十九章。
This is recorded in Acts chapter 19.
那么为了时间关系，我们不去看了。
For the sake of time, we will not look at that passage.
就请你们去看23-27.
But you can take a look at it in verses 23-27.
那我们现在再回到提摩太前书第一章第二节来。
So we come back now to 1 Timothy 1:2.
第二节最后的一句话是保罗书信所惯用的问安的话。
The last part of verse 2 is a customary greeting that Paul uses.
在保罗所有其他的书信里头他在问安的这个时候，他都用两件事情来问安。
In the other epistles that Paul wrote, he uses two things for his greetings.
就是恩惠跟平安。
That is grace and peace.
讲到恩惠是讲到一个人从神所得到的，他不配得的好处。
Grace from God speaks of the benefits and the goodness that God shows to men who would otherwise be undeserving.
像从神那里得到的 对罪的一个饶恕。
For example, one who received the salvation from his and her or her own sins.
从神那里所得到的超乎寻常的那种爱心。
The love that is uncommon and you might even say supersedes the natural love, that we can experience, but that it is from God.
让有罪的人从罪里面得到释放。
For those who are in bondage of sin, that they may be freed from sin.
所以保罗总是用恩惠这件事来祝福信主的人。
And so God, so Paul always uses grace as a greeting to bless those who are in the Lord.
愿他们从罪中得到释放。
That they would be freed from the bondage of sin.
那么平安是恩惠的一个结果。
Now, peace is a result of grace.
当一个人享受到从罪中得释放的这种光景的时候，他自然在生活里头跟神中间就没有任何的问题。
When one receives grace from God, one no longer has any enmity with God, and that issue with God had been resolved, so naturally the person would be at peace with God.
什么叫做平安？
So what is peace?
平安不是说像我们一般的想象，好像没有任何的意外发生。
Well, peace is not the same as what we would just consider as a typical safety.
圣经里头讲到的平安是讲到人跟神和好。
The peace that is spoken by the scripture refers to the relationship that man has with God, that it has been restored.
为什么不信神的人没有平安？
Why is it that a person who does not believe in God would not have peace?
一个人跟神中间有问题的时候，他不可能有平安。
Because anytime a person has a problem or issue with God, that person cannot have peace.
因为平安是人跟神和好的时候的一种结果。
Because true peace is a result of one person who has reconciled or restored that proper relationship with God.
因为我们跟神中间没有任何的敌对，所以我们灵里面能够安静。
We are no longer at enmity or in conflict with God, then within our hearts we can have peace.
在我们当中，今天坐在这里这么多，我假如问一问，你们有多少人心里面、灵里面是平静的？
We have many people seated here today. If I were to ask you, how many of you actually know that deep inside your heart and your soul that you have peace?
我敢讲，你们坐在这里。你们的心在其他地方。
I may dare to say that many of you are seated here, but maybe your hearts are somewhere else.
你跟神中间没有一个和好。
And you don't really have peace with God.
所以我们必须要有神，并且跟他和好，然后才能够有真正的平安。
And so not only do we need to know God? We need to really be restored back to Him so that we may have true peace.
我们还记得不记得约翰福音主耶稣基督讲过一句话？
Do we remember the word of our Lord Jesus in the book of John?
我所赐给你们的平安是世上所没有的平安。
The peace that I give to you is not the peace that the world gives.
我所赐给你是让你跟神中间完全和好的一种平安。
Because the peace that I would give to you is a peace that results from the fact that you can now be restored to the Father.
我们对神的敌对让我们跟神中间不可能和好。
Because we are at enmity with God, and so we cannot be restored and reconciled to Him.
一直等到我们跟神中间解决了这个敌对的问题，然后我们灵里面才能有真正的安息。
Until we can resolve the issue of enmity or conflict between ourselves and God, we cannot have true rest.
你是不信主的人， 固然是如此。
Of course, as an unbeliever, you would be in such a state.
你就是已经信了主的，你跟神中间还有敌对的话，你也是没有平安。
But even as a Christian, as a believer, if you have anything still in conflict and are opposed to God, then you would also not have that peace.
什么叫做跟神敌对啊？
What does it mean to be at enmity with God?
你不听话，你不顺服。
It means that you're disobedient and you're unwilling to humble yourself.
你知道这件事神不要你做，你偏偏去做。
You know something that God does not want you to do, but you continue to do it.
你明明知道这句话不该讲，你还是去讲。
You know that there are certain words that you should not speak, but you do it anyways.
你宁里头怎么可能有安静？
Then how can you have peace in your soul?
那么在这个提摩太前后书这里保罗特别在恩惠跟平安之外又加上了一样东西叫做怜悯。
However, in 1st and 2nd Timothy, besides grace and peace, Paul added a third mention, which is mercy.
什么叫做怜悯？
What is mercy?
怜悯就是神把我们从罪的苦难当中拯救出来。
Mercy speaks of God's salvation and pulling us out of the suffering of sin.
为什么我们灵里面不得安静？
Why can we not have peace within our souls?
为什么我们心里面总是那样子的，乱糟糟的，想这个想那个？
Why are our minds and our thoughts so chaotic? Why are there so many things that bother us?
主要的原因就是因为我们没有顺服神。
The main reason is because we have not submitted to God and we have not become obedient to Him.
对神的不顺服在圣经里就叫这件事情罪。
The disobedience to God in the scripture, it is called sin.
一般人以为你做了坏事是犯了罪了。
Most people think that if you do something wrong, then you've sinned.
圣经里都不是这个解释。
The Bible doesn't explain it that way.
圣经里都是你什么时候敌对神，什么时候你是个罪人。
The Bible says that when you oppose God, that's the moment that you have become a sinner.
你在罪中，你就必定要经历苦难。
And if you are in sin, then you will be suffering.
为什么我们心里面总是那样子翻腾？那是一种苦难。
Why are our hearts always disturbed? That is a form of suffering.
那种苦难是因为我们在罪里面。
And that type of suffering results from us being in sin.
这件事情只有神能够替我们解决。
And this is one thing that can only be resolved by God.
神能够把我们从苦难里头解脱出来。
God can bring us out of suffering and save us from suffering.
更重要的一件事情，弟兄姊妹，怜悯还有下一步。
More importantly, brothers and sisters, mercy has a second component.
怜悯的第二步就是神不只是把我们从苦难当中拯救出来，而且要在我们身上做恢复的工作。
The second component of mercy is that not only will God go and reach out and save us out of the suffering, but also the second step is that He will do the work of restoration and rebuilding.
就是把我们从因罪而受的苦难里头恢复到当初神所创造的那个样子。
That is to say that God will take us out of the condition of sin and take us away from the effects of suffering and restore us back to the state that is before the state of us being in sin.
当亚当夏娃在伊甸园里的还没有犯罪的时候，那是一种最理想的生活。
Before men fell, before anyone sinned, Adam and Eve lived in the Garden of Eden, and that was the perfect life for men.
他们不但没有犯罪，他们都不知道什么是罪。
Not only have they not committed any sin, they did not even know what sin is.
这是一个何等样子的一种啊平和啊稳妥的一种生活。
What kind of a comfortable and calm and smooth life would that be?
主耶稣基督到世上来是为了做我们的救主。
Our Lord Jesus Christ came to this world so that he may become our Savior.
我们常常听到说主耶稣基督为我们付上了罪的赎价我们就不再有罪。
We often hear people say that Jesus Christ came to this world, he paid the price for our sins so that we no longer have to pay it ourselves.
这样子说只不过说到了主耶稣基督到世上来的工作的一半。
But if that's all you say, that is only speaking to half of the work that Jesus Christ did.
因为主耶稣不但把罪人从罪的苦难中拯救出来。
Because not only did our Lord Jesus Christ come so that he may take men out of sin,
他要更进一步的恢复罪人到当初神所创造他们的样子。
Further, he will go and restore all mankind, who believe in him back into the state and the condition that is before sin took effect.
所以圣经告诉我们当人犯罪的时候人就失去了乐园。
And that is why the Bible says that when a person sins, when men sin, they lost the paradise.
当神差遣主耶稣到世上来把罪给我们对付了然后又把我们恢复到当初的情况去的时候他又把乐园给回给了我们。
And so when God sent the Lord Jesus Christ into this world to solve the problem with sin, to not only save mankind away from sin, but to restore mankind back into the pre-sin condition, then that is the moment where God gave the paradise back.
所以启示录最后给我们的一幅画图就是天国将来要建立在地上。
And so when you read the book of Revelations, you see that the final depiction is that the kingdom of heaven will be restored and the kingdom of God will be built on this earth.
我们看启示录二十一章第三到第七节。
Let's look at Revelations chapter 21, verses 3 through 7.
我听见有大声音从宝座出来，这是使徒约翰听见了啊，说：“看了、啊、神的帐幕在人间，他要与人同住，他们要做他的子民，神要亲自与他们同在，做他们的神，神要擦去他们一切的眼泪，不再有死亡，也不再有悲哀、哭嚎、疼痛。”因为以前的事都过去了，做宝座的说：“看啊，我将一切都更新了。”又说：“你要写上，因这些话是可信的，是真实的。”他又对我说：“都成了。我是阿拉法，我是欧米伽，我是初，我是终。我要将生命泉的水白白赐给那口渴的人喝。”得胜的必承受这些为义，我要做他的神，他要做我的儿子。
Revelation 21, verses 3 through 7. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, Now the dwelling of God is with men, and he will live with them, they will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes.There will be no more death, or mourning, or crying, or pain, for the old order of things has passed away. He who was seated on the throne said, I am making everything new. Then he said, Write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true. He said to me, It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To him who is thirsty, I will give to drink without cost from the spring of the water of life. He who overcomes will inherit all this, and I will be his God, and he will be my son.
所以在创世纪一开始, 就讲到人怎么样子失去了那个乐园。
And so Genesis, in the beginning of Genesis, talks about how men lost the paradise.
人怎么样子从神的那个亲身的经历里头被赶出去。
And how men was cast away from the presence of God.
在伊甸园里头,神跟人同住。
In the Garden of Eden, God and man lived together.
神跟人中间没有任何的间隔。
God and man had no obstacles in their relationship.
罪把他们分开。
It was sin that separated men from God.
主耶稣来解决了罪的问题。
Jesus came to this world and solved the problem of sin.
他又恢复人到了起初的创造。
Furthermore, he restored mankind back into the pre-sin and pre-loss condition.
神又开始住在人的中间。
So once again, God can live among men.
当初神给人的 那些祝福如今通通又给回了给人。
All the blessings and promises that God gave to men before sin took place are can now all be restored and given back to men.
所以神第五节讲,我将一切都更新了,因这些话是可信的,是真实的。
That is why in verse 5, it says, I am making everything new, and that these words are trustworthy and true.
这个心其实是恢复到当初的那个形象。
Making everything new, actually, it's making everything back into the original way that it was.
这个工作是主耶稣基督所做成的。
And this work was accomplished by Lord Jesus Christ.
所以主耶稣是我们的救主。
So that is why the Lord Jesus is our Savior.
他是始,他是终。
He is the beginning and he is the end.
最后,他说,这些人呢,凡是属于神的,他们要承受这些唯一。 而且他要做他们的神,这些人要做他的孩子。Finally,
he says that those who belong to him will inherit all this, and that he will be their God, and that they will be his children.
这个就是怜悯。This
is mercy.
不只是把他们从罪中给救出来,同时
Not only will he save and free men from the effects of sin, but he will furthermore restore them back to the original perfect state.
最后,这第二节最后,这是从父神和我们主基督耶稣归于你。
And the last part of verse 2 says, These things will come from God, the Father, and Christ Jesus, our Lord.
这是再一次提醒我们,主耶稣跟神没有两样,他就是神。That
is once again reminding us that God the Father and the Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, they are the same.
因此上,弟兄姊妹们,我们不要以为我们所信的是 神。
So, brothers and sisters, do not be confused and think that the one we believe in is God.
我们所信的神不是像一般人所想象的一个神。
Because the God that we believe in is not a typical God in which most people consider as one being.
他是三而一的神。
He is a being that is three in one.
他是独一的神。 却有三个不同的位格。
He is the one and only God, but he has three personhood.
那个坐宝座的是父神。
The one who is seated on the throne, he is the Father.
那个给生命泉的水的是子神，是主耶稣。
The one who gives us the fountain and the river of life is God the Son, that is the Lord Jesus Christ.
那个把水赐给人的是灵神。
And the God, the Holy Spirit, is the one who feeds the believers.
这位三而一的神成就了他的救赎的功。
This God, the triune God, the three-in-one God, he is the one who accomplishes salvation.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们要绝对的相信神是真正的救主。
So brothers and sisters, we need to be fully convinced that God is the Savior.
今天许许多多其他的宗教，他们不能够接受这个三而一的这个事实。
Today, there are many religions in this world who cannot accept the fact of the Trinity.
所以回教徒他就用这个来这个混淆基督徒。
And so the Muslims would take an issue with this, and they will attack the Christian belief.
可是既然是一，就不可能是三。
They say if he is one, then he cannot be three.
他不知道我们的神就在这个地方，他是三而一。
This is the exact mistake that they're making because our God is the three in one.
你要信神，你就要信这个真神。
If you want to believe in God, then you must believe in the true God.
这个真神就是三而一的神。
And the true God is the three in one God.
你说我不懂。
You say, well, I don't understand it.
没有人懂。
Nobody understands this.
将来属于他的人都会懂。
However, those who belong to him will all understand one day.
所以基督徒被称为信徒。
And that is why Christians are also called believers.
所以我们中间还不信的人说，我也没有看到神，也没有摸到神，这是你的神。
There are those who are among us who are not believers yet may say, well, I cannot see God and I cannot touch God. So this God that you say is only your God.
我们的神是我们信的神。
Well, the God, our God is the God that we believe in.
我没有摸到他，我知道他在这里。
If I can touch him, then I know he is here.
我没有听到他的声音，但是我知道他在跟我说话。
I don't touch him, and I don't see him, but I know he is here, and that he speaks to me.
因为我是在信里面见到他，接触到他。
Because in faith, I've seen him, and in faith, I've touched him.
我盼望我们中间还有不信的人要了解什么叫做信。
I hope that those among us who have yet to believe will come to understand what faith is.
我们同祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们为保罗、提摩太这样子的你的仆人感谢你。
Father, we give you thanks for servants such as Paul, such as Timothy.
这是我们每一个侍奉主的人的美好的榜样。
Because they are both great examples for those of us who serve you.
盼望我们能够在凡事上能够跟他们学步。
May we learn from their examples in all things in life.
也求主能让我们在你的面前时刻有谦卑的心志。
Lord, allow us to always be humble before you.
我们从前是靠着感觉而生活的。
Before we live by our we're guided by our feelings.
我们一切的事情必须要能够被我们的感官接触。
Because everything that we do must first be validated by our senses.
可是主，如今你却把我们放在信心的里面。
But today you brought us into faith.
让我们从信一直到信。
So that we may live from faith to faith.
求主能够让我们经历这样子的生活。
Help us to truly experience life in this manner.
我们为提摩太感谢赞美你。
We give you thanks for Timothy.
我们巴不得我们当中年轻的人都能够把提摩太作为他们的榜样。
I hope that all our young people in the church will set Timothy as their example.
求主听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayers, Lord.
我们这样祷告，靠耶稣基督圣名。
We pray all this in the holy name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.